This is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. We have just finished our noon prayer. Every Wednesday at 12 noon Central Time, we have a streamed live prayer meeting. And Brandon and Destiny Brim came in from California, and Brandon ministered today. Now, today on the calendar, that as we're sitting here, is April 15. Is that right?
Yes.
So you can go. I don't know when it's going to be posted, because Randy is at our technical man is at a technical convention. So I don't know when he'll get it up. But when he does, you need to watch it because of the anointing. Brandon, I want you to tell what the Lord, you just told me this on the telephone about sensing the anointing. You know, you told me about that.
Oh, yes. So I call my grandmother, you know, Billy Brim, and I'll tell her what the Lord's been telling me, you know, or what he's sharing with me. So, you know, she gives me a lot of advice, or she'll tell me, oh, that's great, son. And she'll give me three more scriptures. And I never saw those. I'm like, oh, wow. And just the other day I called her, and the Lord was just dealing with me about Elisha, but how he went by this house, and the Shunammite woman, she gave him bread to eat, and said how every time he was in that area, he would come by and she would give him food. And then the next verse, it talks about how she told her husband, she goes, I recognize his anointing. He's a man of God. I recognize he's a man of God. Behold, I want to build an upper room for him so he can dwell at night. And, you know, I was thinking about that, and I saw that the Lord was showing me how she recognized something. What did she recognize? She fed him, but she goes, I want to do something more. I recognize something. She recognized the anointing. She recognized that he was a man of God. And she said, I want to build something for him, not for me, not for my husband to have a workshop, but build something for its one purpose, for him to rest. But how she recognized the anointing in his life. And the Lord spoke to me like how we need to recognize the anointing. Yes. We need to be like her. We need to recognize the anointing. So many people recognize other things. How can I approach the younger generation? Can I look cooler? Can I do better sound? I'm not saying that's wrong, but we need to recognize the anointing. The anointing was what breaks the yoke. The anointing is what breaks the chains. It's not anything else. People are hungry for the anointing. The other stuff, they can get out in the world. But we have the anointing. We need to recognize the anointing.
The anointing, Brandon, is what I noticed when you came today. You shared with us kind of your walk and where you've been. And everyone that was there, because our noontime prayers are faithful, and many of them have been coming here for years.
Yes.
And you were led of the Lord kind of to give your testimony today. And I think that here you've been in California and you've come home. You just got here.
Yes.
And I know that what they recognized was the difference in the anointing, the degree. Every one of us have an anointing. It is written. And that's the Holy Spirit. And that's the unction. You have an unction that is of God, John wrote. But what we could all see, and when you came into that chapel today, you couldn't talk at the first. And what did you do?
Started crying a little bit.
Yeah, you did. And so did we. And I think what it was, I know what it was, the increase of the anointing. And the presence of the Lord just filled the place this morning. When you began at noon. And it is the anointing. It's the anointing that crushes evil. It's the anointing. And you were telling the story of your life. Now, he says in Corinthians that he is changing us from mm-hmm. one degree of glory. The glory is the anointing. The glory is the Holy Ghost. The glory is the Spirit of God. And it says that we're being changed by the Holy Spirit, degree by degree by degree, until what? Until we are in the image of Jesus Christ. Wow. Now, in your lifetime, you're more in his image, Brandon, than you used to be.
Mm-hmm. A lot more.
A lot more. And maybe you want to tell us a little bit about that.
Okay, I will. I want to first start off, you know, I was driving out here today, and I was thinking about, you know, just thinking about what to say.
Driving
just
out to Prayer Mountain, 17½, springtime in the Ozarks.
Yes, on the curves. And I felt the anointing. I haven't felt it like this really before. I felt it go on my top of my head and over my cheek to my mouth. And I felt it, you know, I knew. Because what I shared today, what the Lord put on my heart, I've never really shared it before, you know. You've talked about where I've been, or I've been out in California, but the Lord spoke to me when you said I get the opportunity to share a little bit at prayer. I began to seek the Lord about it, and he said, Brandon, I want you to tell about what you've been doing with me. The times you've been with me when no one sees you or don't know what you're doing, you know. I want you to tell about the quiet time in the trailer, crying out to me, where you see me provide for you. Things. I want you to share a little bit about that. Okay, Lord. So I begin to pray about it. And the Lord gave me a scripture. And I've had that way before he told me about what to share. And I would try to look at other things, you know, my place of being with the Lord, stuff to look at or study. But the Lord said, don't. I want you to focus on what you're going to talk about at prayer. So that's what I've been doing, and today I got the opportunity. I shared what the Lord has done in my life. My testimony about how I started out working at the soundboard on Wednesdays for Wednesday prayer, and I talked about how I was just there at the beginning, just to be there, really, just if I could be honest with you, and then a hunger for God began to burn in me a little bit. You know, I used to be a person that would say, you know, I love God. I love the Bible, but I just can't reading it. It's hard for me to read it. But a hunger for God began to start burning in me, and I started reading it for the first time. I started reading Psalms 23. God, I am your shepherd, son. Mm-hmm. You shall not want.
My Jesus, my precious Jesus.
I leadeth and guideth you. Mm. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow you. But how he does it, he leads me. I'll take care of you, son. You'll never want. You trust in me, you'll never want. A lot of people aren't wanting. A lot of people aren't needing, but I'll take care of you. I'm your shepherd. And I started doing that, and a hunger for God began to start burning in me. And then I got the wonderful opportunity to travel with you.
Now, how old were you when you started traveling with me?
I think I was about 19 years old, maybe almost 20.
How old are you now?
I'm 26. Mm-hmm. I was probably about 20 years old. And I got to go with you, and you know, I say I got to travel to great churches and not just meet powerful men and women of God, but actually get to talk to them, you know, and what an honor. And how that whole time for the hunger for God began to start being more manifested in me. I started hungering more for God. You know, I would, after services, I'd go into my hotel room and just praise the Lord, pray to God, listen to worship, just hungering. For the first time in my life, that was what I did. That hunger is in me.
So that came when you were traveling with me?
It came from traveling with you. You know, I would see the Lord answer prayers of me. I'd be believing for something. Something would happen, you know. And that's what, it just started that way. And I talked about how I went from there and how the Lord spoke to me. I'm going to be talking to a girl soon. And then I met Destiny. And then I shared how the Lord spoke to my heart to move to California. And how I did, but how in the natural.
Now, you had been traveling with me 3 weeks, 3 years.
3 years, yes.
And you actually had broken off one relationship.
Yes.
And you weren't going to have any more relationships.
Right,
you're just going
right.
to follow God.
Yes.
And then he begins to talk to you that you're going to meet a girl soon.
Yeah, and she's going to help your relationship with me, he told me. And she has, you know, she's a blessing. And like I talked about earlier, how I went out there and in the natural, I had barely any finances.
But I know.
I knew the Lord spoke to my heart. And
He told you to go to California.
Yeah.
I wondered.
Yes. And he told me, and I stepped out, and it was the Lord that was with me, because if I was thinking how I normally used to be, like naturally minded, there's no way I would have gone. But I knew the Lord told me to, and I followed that voice, and I stepped out there, hardly any finances, just trusting God with a hunger in my heart. I shared about my first 3 days there. I waxed a trailer by hand all day, how I wanted to cry. I felt like crying. Lord, I wanted to say, Lord, did you not see what I was doing before? I was traveling with my grandmother, going to churches, you know, and I'm doing this. It looks like I went 100 steps back. How could this happen? And I would go at night, and I wouldn't tell anyone. I didn't call my family because I just trusted God, and I would go in there, and I feel his presence stronger than I ever felt before, overtake me. He would comfort me and give me strength. And it's been like that so much, you know.
Now you've been married.
Almost 2 years.
And you went out there and you didn't have a job.
No.
But you've been working.
Yes.
What have you been doing?
Right now what I'm doing?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just seeking the Lord.
Yeah, I know you're seeking the Lord, but you'd
preaching.
Help. You'd help in the ministry.
Yeah, I help out
the
with them at first.
Rick Reyna.
Yes.
And Nettie.
I'd help out with whatever they needed.
They have rallies for Christ.
Yes.
And but you didn't really get paid.
No.
But you worked and helped with the meetings they did and all that. And then you gave yourself to daytime,
trusting God.
Trusting God. What would you do? We'll talk about it tomorrow.
Yes. I want to say this before we get off. Since day one, Mimi, day one of me going out there in California, hardly any money. Since day one to up to now, if I go buy a pop, it's because the Lord provided for it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's his through partners. Since day one.
Mm-hmm.
He's so faithful. Anything. I'm talking anything.
Mm-hmm.
Not just for me, but for my wife. Both
mm-hmm.
of us.
Mm-hmm.
It's all because all the Lord and his faithfulness.
And so you have been seeking the Lord. You have been spending your days in his presence.
Yes.
Because he told you to.
Yes.
And as you have spent your days in his presence, that's when you have been changed.
Yes.
And that's when you walked in today and we saw what a big difference. You have been, I think, in a school of the Holy Spirit. And we'll talk about that tomorrow. We're so glad that you're with us today, and we want to remind you that you can go online April 15. I'm sure by the time this radio program is put up, it will be posted. So that will be April 15. Archives, go to billybrim.org, billybrim.org. And you can always call us 1-800-972-3447, or you can write us at Box 40, Branson, Missouri. And so this is Billy Brim and
Brandon.
And Brandon. And we're going to be here tomorrow. And we're going to ask you back. We're going to talk about some supernatural things. Thank you.